You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Facebook has become a household name. Now it wants a new one. Zuckerberg is expected to announce a new name for the company next week at Facebook Connect, the company's annual conference. But what's in a name? In Facebook's case, it comes with strong associations, some reputational damage, scrutiny from Congress, and disapproval from the general public. The Facebook name has led to a trust deficit in some of its recent endeavors, including its expansion into cryptocurrency. By renaming the parent company, Facebook might give itself a chance to overcome that. Meanwhile, read anything about Dune, or Dune itself, and you'll likely glean that it is an unwieldy beast, a novel so massive in scope it defies adaptation, yet so ornate and lyrical it pretty much taunts filmmakers and showrunners into trying. Since Frank Herbert's book first came out in 1965, there has been a David Lynch movie based on its story, a sci-fi series, and a famously ill-fated attempt by Alejandro Jodorowsky to capture its grandeur. Now, in 2021, Denis Villeneuve, one of the most respected sci-fi directors of his generation, is releasing his attempt at putting Dune on the big screen. It's practically begging the question, has Dune's time finally come? Read more at Wired.com. And state and federal COVID rental assistance programs helped prevent a large number of evictions, experts say. But many people still struggle to access help. Housing assistance programs shifted online during the pandemic, leaving behind many without broadband access. End-of-the-year deadlines loom for renters who need to claim housing relief before states, many with millions of undistributed funds, lose access to them. Meanwhile, housing advocates say a tangled web of difficult-to-navigate programs keeps many from getting help.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.